Sagt der Elgin Mishnah weiter und sagt es, Zwachim Perig Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hashachar is a Zavach, a Sama Shachts a Carbon, with the intent to throw its blood, Bachutz, Lizrek Domei, to sprinkle its blood, Bachutz, outside of the courtyard. Oy Mixas Domei Bachutz, or to throw even part of the blood outside of the Chatzar. Or this person is Shachting the Carbon, with an intent, thinking, lahakter es emurav, that he's going to burn the emurin, that's the parts of the carbon that are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. But he's thinking that he's going to burn it outside the chatzar, outside the courtyard. Oy mixas emurav b'chutz, or even part of the emurin outside of the azar. Or let's say some shechts a carbon thinking, lechol b'sari b'chutz, he's going to eat the meat of this carbon outside of the area where you're allowed to eat it. A kezayis mebisar, or even a kezayis is the size of an olive, mipsare, from its basar b'chutz. That's what he's going to eat outside of the area, but he's thinking to do that. Now, certain karbanas, generally kadosh kalim, can be eaten throughout your Yerushalayim, but at one point you can't eat it anymore. Other karbanas, generally kadosh kadoshim, are eaten inside the azara. So, either way, he's thinking by the shechita that the whole meat, or even a kezayis of this meat, is going to be eaten outside of the area where you're allowed to eat it. Oy, or he's thinking during the shechita, lechol kezayis, is going to eat a kezayis, me'or ha'alya, from the hide of the fat of the tail, bachutz, outside of the azara. Now really, there's the tail, and there's the fat of the tail. The tail itself is not edible. It's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. So if you think that you're going to eat it outside of the azara, they wouldn't pass it because it isn't something that's eaten anyway. We're talking about the fat in the tail. That is something that's eaten. And if he thinks he's going to eat that outside of the azara, that passes the carbon. But in all these cases, puzzle, while the carbon is taka puzzle, and you can't eat the meat, even if you want to eat the meat in the right place. But because he had the machshava by the shechita to do these wrong things, it's puzzle. But the ain't by karis. If he does eat the meat, there is no chi of karis. Even says the batiner, if he winds up eating the meat outside of the azara, there's no karis. However, lizrak domi lemachar, if he shechts a carbon intending to throw its blood on the mizbeach the next day, oy miktsas domi lemachar, even to throw part of the blood the next day. Now, the blood of all karbanis has to be thrown on the mizbeach before the sun sets on the day that the carbon is shechted. Or he's thinking, lahakter emurav lamacher. He's shechting and thinking he's going to burn the emurin. Again, emurin means the part that goes up on the mizbech that has to be burnt. The next day, oy miktsas emurav lamacher, or even part of the emurin on the next day. Now the emurim of all karbanis, the part that goes up on the mizbech, has to be burnt on the mizbech on the very day they were shechted, or during the night that follows it. If he was thinking, during the shechita, lechol besari lamacher, to eat its meat the next day. Oy kezayis mipsari lamacher, even a kezayis of its meat the next day. There are some karbanas that have to be eaten before the sun comes up on the day after they shechted it. Like a karban chatas, a karban asham, a karban taida. You have that day and the night. So they become possible if someone shechs them, thinking he's going to eat their meat the next day. Oy or lechol kezayis mi'or ha'alyu lamacher. He's thinking he's going to eat a kezayis of the skin, the hide of the fatty tail the next day. The din is, now here we come to a word which you may have learned in Parshas Kedoshim, but it's a very important word to understand Zavachim and even great parts of Menachos. We come to the word pigel. The dictionary definition of pigel is repulsive. But pigel in the Torah refers to something where during the Avodah the person had in mind to eat it after the time. If he has a mind to eat it outside of the place, it's possible, but it's not pigle. But if he has in mind not to recognize the time deadline, then it's pigle, v'chayov, and olav karis. And a person would be chayav karis for eating it. And that's true even if he eats it during the right time. Because once it becomes pigle by him thinking he's going to eat it after the time, the meat is usser. So again, quickly chazring over what we learned over here in Perig Beis, Mishnah Beis, that basically, if you shecht, and during the shechita, your kavana was Wrong place. To be zarig the dam outside, part of the dam outside. To be makta the emrim outside or part of it outside. To eat the basar outside of the azara. Or a kezias of its basar outside the azara. And if it's a kind of carbon you could eat throughout Yerushalayim, it means you had in mind to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Or a kezias of it outside of Yerushalayim. Or a kezias from the fat of the tail. In all these cases, the carbon is pasul. He can't even eat it inside now. Once he had the machshava, he's going to do this. You can't eat it anywhere. But if he does eat it, there's no karis. On the other hand, time sensitive is much more serious than place sensitive. If his kavana was to be zarek the dam during the shechita, his kavana was to be zarek the dam after the time period, or even a little bit of the dam, to be makta to the emrim after the time period, or even a little bit of the emrim after the time period, or to eat the basar after the deadline, or even a kezias of the basar after the deadline, or to eat a kezias of the ara alya after the deadline. In this case, it's much more serious. This is called pigul, and if he eats it even in the right time period, he's chayiv karis. Once the kohen had the machshava during the shechita to eat it afterwards, it becomes pasul. Now the Chafetz Chaim says something that is more ruchnius, is more powerful. For example, you have the Dalad Yesoides. There's fire, wind, water, and afar, earth. Afar could be very dangerous. Mudslides, chas v'shalom, could be very dangerous. A house caves in, it's very dangerous. But it's not as dangerous as water. Water, remember the stories of the tsunami, chas v'shalom, what it could do? And that's not even as dangerous as fire. And not even as dangerous as wind, what could be hurricanes, or Rechman HaTzlan, wrong things in the wind. So the Chafetz Chaim explains, the more ruchnius something is, the more powerful it is. Therefore, the Chafetz Chaim says, let's say in regard to the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, why is it, in a certain way, more important than any other mitzvah? Because it's ruchnius. It's not a mitzvah that's done with any gashmiistic thing, with any physical thing. It's just learning Torah. And for that matter, says the Chafetz Chaim, on the Aveira side, let's say speaking Lashon Hara is worse than other Averas, because it's only ruchnius. So that we see here a little bit also. Time is more ruchnius than place. Right? Place is physical. Here it is. If I eat it outside of this place, it's possible, but there's no karis. If I have in mind to eat it outside the time period, it's much more serious. This is called pigul, and there is a chi of karis for it.